This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I am your host, Absolute Deicide, the destroyer of worlds, invader of many, somebody who runs some kind of alternate universe website called www.gruntfreepress.com, and it's a pretty barren wasteland over there. Not much activity as far as PvP or even, I think all the bosses are already done. I think all the fires have died. It's dark over there. I think I might have the dark sign pretty bad. I got a bad case of the dark sign. I shouldn't even say it at this point. I'm sure all my faithful listeners, all two of you, know, if you've been following along the plot, it's gonna be a Dark Souls heavy episode once again. Lots of Dark Souls 3. I just played through again on my new game plus, so then I started another game on again round 3, I guess, Journey 3. I'm a dick. I fucking forgot to do that. So I started on a new game plus. Going through that, and then I'm fucking like, go through this again. Fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking level up, like whatever, dick around, fucking, try, you know, to fucking open up a fucking wiki or whatever and just see all the little shit I missed. I'm sure there's still a bunch of crap I missed. I know there's fucking little glowy orbs I saw. I'm like, I can't get to that. I don't know how, but I didn't feel like fucking checking out a wiki, so I just fucking left them, whatever. That's that. And then, fucking my main game after that may shock you. I'll get to that afterwards. I just stopped. I'm like, stop. I'll write a review. Then I'm like, well, before I do that, I'm going to do something else. And then, something else, came up that's consuming me now. They call me the consumed, king. Consumed king of podcasting. Anyway, let's try to get through this together. I don't know what's going on. I'm fucking half asleep, whatever. Oh, I know exactly what's going on. I'll get to it. So a little rant, just fucking random thought of the day, I guess. Just fucking, I was thinking just fucking about, you know, fucking part of the reason I fucking started. I'm like, you know, I'm fucking sick of these fucking social justice fucking faggots and fucking gaming media being a bunch of, you know, faggots. All that shit that was going on with fucking social justice bullshit. I mean, now thankfully it's been dying down recently because people are, you know, finally, I think people are just sick of it, I guess. It's just fucking almost like a trend or something that's fucking just dead, you know what I mean? Ran its course through a fucking year or two, you know. You know, you don't see on fucking IGN or fucking whatever, any of those fucking websites, or again, the fucking other gaming podcasts I listen to. It's not like it fucking comes up like every fucking hour, like fucking them crying about fucking, I don't know, how much of a piece of shit they are for being fucking white people or whatever. But, it's just nice. I don't have to fucking read or hear about fucking how racist and fucking sexist, anybody who plays games are, and people who fucking make games are, you know, on all these fucking supposed fucking, game news websites. He's a fucking, again, like every fucking day, like it was like you couldn't fucking escape it. It was pretty gross. I'm sure all that shit was written by, poor black fucking gay broads, you know. It's not just a bunch of fucking, rich fucking white people fucking, journalism and fucking, English degrees and shit. You know, I mean, there's fucking, you know, that's the stereotype that, yeah, whatever, his fucking supposed fucking, like, whatever reason for that is, they're trying to, you know, well, we don't want the stereotype that fucking, you know, all gamers are, you know, sexist fucking homophobes or whatever, and they're fighting against that because, you know, they're a bunch of homos. But, I was thinking, what about the stereotype? And this is the fucking thing. Now it's like, oh, now it's back to fucking normal, like their normal routine of them just fucking whatever, talking about fucking games and their fucking life and fucking whatever. And oh, I fucking took a trip. Oh, I'm taking a trip to fucking wherever, Europe somewhere, and fucking this and that. Oh, I'm on my vacation. I fucking heard, you know, they have no fucking real narrative, I don't think. So you hear a lot of them like, oh, I don't know, I don't really like games that much anymore, and blah, 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 and fucking, I don't know, and fucking a lot of them are fucking leaving, whatever, I don't know. So half my point is don't fucking forget about what a bunch of fucking faggots they were, fucking, you know what I mean, looking for fucking clickbait, and don't trust them still. They're all really bad. Only trust the grunt-free truth. Yeah, just what about that stereotype? I think it's even fucking longer than, like, fucking, you know, the stereotype of fucking, you know, people, gamers or whatever, being racist and fucking sexist and all that shit. I think even the larger stereotype of them is fucking, the stereotype, they're fucking just, like, you know, rich, fucking snobby, entitled, fucking, you know, overly fucking overeducated fucking idiots, you know, overly academic fucking trust fund geeks and shit. You want to punch them in the face if you fucking saw them in real life, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you'd be like, dude, fuck you, you fucking queer. So, I mean, isn't that, all that fucking stereotype, again, that's back even further. White people, you know, back in my day, white people would make fun of fucking people playing games and fucking gamers and shit, because they're all just, you know what I mean, it's fucking like, oh, it's a fucking faggot fucking, you know, the faggot hobby for fucking faggots. And, you know, aren't they just fucking, of them going on through that shit, isn't that fucking like, stereotyping that? Like, aren't they reinforcing that stereotype? I don't know. Fucking random thought of the day. I fucking had to write it down. I don't know. Give me your feedback at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Oh, let's go into Lothrian or fucking Lorien. Whatever. I don't know. My mind's elsewhere. My mind's in Anne Orlando, taking a long walk down a empty corridor and up some fucking stairs and trying not to get stabbed in the back by a couple knights, and it's gonna roll through, get to that door, and then yeah, some bullshit. I mean, that's where I'm at right now. But anyway, Dark Souls 3. Let's take a step back. Let's go back to the future with Dark Souls 3. I don't know if you've ever heard of Dark Souls 3 or not. I mean, it's a pretty good game. You know, it's just as I was continuing my second time through my new game plus character, is like level 130 or some shit. You know, pretty meaty. You know, I had fucking strength and my endurance, vigor, whatever the fuck it was. Everything, like my main stats and shit, are all like 40 at that point. You can definitely see, like, the cap, like, there's a soft cap on shit. Like, you know, you'll fucking put up, like, your strength, and it'll say, like, you know, how much it fucking increases your weapon damage or whatever, or, like, your, you know, your health or whatever. Then fucking once you hit, like, and that's around, like, 30 or so, you start seeing, like, the fucking, the effects of bumping those stats up go down a little bit. You know, I'm at fucking like 40, my main stats. It's like, I kind of see, like, you know, I put a point and it's not really doing that much. So, you know, I was focused on getting my dexterity up. I mean, that really does, that's about it as far as I can tell, for like those main stats. I mean, other than that, I'm gonna fucking all the other shit put points into, and it's like, now I guess I can fucking use like magic and shit too, or like whatever. I mean, fucking miracles. Like, I've never fucking really fucked with that. I mean, I think that I've heard strategies, like main fucking, for all the fucking Dark Souls games, like if you get your fucking, you might want to like pump it up a little bit, like the fucking, attunement or whatever the fucking, the first one. I'm fucking all mixed up with my souls. I'm soul searching right now for the right answer. Yeah, but you want fucking enough just to fucking, like, cast, like a heal. So it's like fucking, like, oh, now I have, like, extra heals. So it's like fucking, oh, I have, like, these, whatever, 10 fucking Estus flasks to heal. And then I have fucking, if that runs out or whatever, I can just fucking cast, you know, whatever, however many, like, fucking, oh, he has, like, fucking 5 more fucking heals on top of that. But whatever. Yeah, I was just fucking around with all sorts of different weapons and shit, and, but I fucking just, that butcher knife, just fucking, I pretty much started with, or fucking, what do you get it pretty early on in the game, I was fucking using that. It's, strength-based, it fucking scales to your strength. As far as I know, that's, like, the highest, I mean, it is the fucking, the top, like, you know, as you put up your fucking strength, the thing gets fucking, you know, you do more damage with it, and it's fucking S rank, so it's fucking, like, the highest fucking scale and strength weapon you can get. I don't know, it's fucking, better boss weapons or what? Like, all the boss weapons are just kind of, like, gimmicky. I mean, fucking the way the game is, you can take fucking, like, almost any weapon and just fucking build it up. If you just, you know, get it to, you know, plus 10's the highest, I mean, if you just do that, you're fucking pretty good. You're in good shape. Just pretty much like, well, what like moveset you like with the weapons or whatever, like how they handle and shit. Except the whip, which I learned was fucking garbage. Yeah, I mean, it's just good. It could be too. I'm like, oh, I've used this fucking butcher knife for like so long, and fucking anything else feels fucking, it felt weird, you know what I mean? I've tried fucking great swords and shit, and they just seem too slow. I did a black knight sword, same shit. It's just like fucking, it's kind of slow, like whatever. You know, I tested the shit out on some enemies, and it's like, all right, seems okay. Like, I can deal with it, because I can fucking, whatever, I'll take a couple hits. I know, you know, most of the game and shit, where the enemies are and how they move, like, almost like the back of my hand. I mean, I don't know, I had to play through maybe another like 10 times or so to fucking really feel confident. But it's like, I can fucking deal with like fucking, you know, swinging and fucking having a slow weapon, because I can just dodge out of the way or whatever when I know fucking what's coming. And it's fucking like, you know, face a boss with the thing, and it's like fucking just get wrecked like fucking 20 times. It's just like, you know, don't have a chance to roll what I need to. It's just too much like fucking like, I just can't get used to fucking how slow this shit fucking swings, or just how different or whatever, or like where it's gonna hit, you know? You know, the great swords and shit, and the bigger swords that are fucking like, more damage but slower. It's just fucking like, you're committing too much when you fucking swing. At least the butcher knife is just kind of like, you know, pretty quick. Just, you know, one swipe, two swipe, like fucking whatever. You can fucking recover quick. You can roll, like whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, as I'm going through, I mean, as I just kind of dig deeper and just fucking, you know, replaying the same fucking, like, whatever, 40-50 hour game a second time, it's like, ah, well, it was fucking, let's just, if I do that, and I, you know, I get fucking, gotta have some kind of, output to the fucking, to the people, something, you know, something to fucking talk about. So, just a little, you know, deeper dive into one area, which is fucking probably the best area in the game. Again, I fucking said it, like, fucking blah, 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 spoilers, don't want to hear it, fucking turn it off, whatever. Yeah, Boreal Valley is fucking amazing. Just fucking, looks amazing. Just probably one of the best looking games, best looking, stages or whatever, levels, areas in the fucking game. Just this clusterfuck of fucking tall medieval looking churches and cathedrals or whatever. This is fucking, all these narrow, cobblestone roads winding through all the fucking churches and the buildings and shit. Fucking, as soon as you get there, it's all night, fucking, just, you know, the sky is filled with fucking, stars, and, I think it's fucking called Aurora Borealis. You know, the fucking, that wavy green shit if they fucking see up in, like, Alaska and shit. Pretty sure it's called fucking, you know, Aurora Borealis. I mean, it's probably why the fucking stage is called fucking Boreal Valley or whatever. It makes sense. I don't know. But, yeah, it's fucking, it looks amazing. So, I mean, you fucking, yeah, you get there, just fucking, it just looks incredible. Then, you cross a bridge and there's fucking, you know, to even get in the city, you know. It's, a little surprise on that bridge. I mean, I'm not gonna say it, but yeah, it's fucking pretty tough. Just, you know, fucking nice little surprise. And you know, as soon as you enter, there's these fucking, as soon as you enter the fucking actual city, I mean, fucking, you need the doll first. I think I talked about, that's the fucking, the small doll. That's what that's for. But, you know, as soon as you fucking, you know, you go up there, there's a fucking bonfire next to a little, you know, fucking fountain, and it's like, ah, oh, this is fucking, you're just like, ah, oh, this looks fucking cool, like, whatever. Then, you know, you're walking up these stairs into the city, and there's these phantoms just floating around, a couple, like, fucking, tall, lanky, fucking skeleton, just, like, ghost things just fucking float by. It's just like, dude, what the fuck? It just fucking looks like, it's like fucking like that one scene like Prometheus or whatever, where you're fucking like taking a look into the fucking like past or whatever. It's just fucking like weird fucking alien things, just fucking like, you know, giant things fucking running around. It's all just fucking like, you know, like a hologram or whatever, just fucking like weird, or fucking or like the fucking skeleton army from like fucking like was it Return of the King or whatever? It's just fucking just like these tall, lanky things. Just like, dude, this fucking is weird looking, you know? Then it's like fucking like, ah, you know, fucking, it's just gonna be fighting like ghosts or what? Or like, what is the city just gonna be abandoned or whatever? Then, move up the road a bit, and there's fucking, what those ghosts were, it's like, oh, well, these things aren't fucking ghosts, but they're like, you know, they're still like fucking, you know, just pale white, fucking tall, lanky, just fucking kind of like, you know, they're not fucking phantoms though, you know what I mean? They're not fucking like holograms, they're fucking real things. And then, man, those things will fuck you up pretty bad. Usually fucking two or three of them at a time. If you try to fucking like, you know, it's, you know, Dark Souls fucking 101, it's try, you know, try to get one at a time or whatever. But, you know, if you fucking trigger one, it's like, all right, I'll try to back up a little bit. You know, if you get too far, they'll start shooting these purple fucking skulls at you, and they home on you pretty, you know, pretty badly. So it's fucking hard to even just, I'll roll out of the way, like, whatever. And they'll fucking home on you. You get a fucking, get something between you and it, or those things fucking hurt too. And you know, you try getting close, you know, as soon as you're like, fucking, oh, these guys seem kind of like slow, whatever. But if you get in the right range, they fucking start getting aggressive, and they fucking run the fuck up on you, and they have, pretty quick, and they have some nasty fucking, combos with fucking swords. A lot of fucking range. And the fucking, yeah, if you get caught in a combo, man, that does a fucking shit ton of damage, and they have, you know, they're just fucking deadly motherfuckers. Especially after, like, you know what I mean, it's one of those fucking, like, I feel confident and fucking now, once you get there, it's like, it's fucking, and you look at the city, like, this is cool, and it's like, fucking, oh, these motherfuckers are fucking tough. best bet's probably to just wait for an opening, and just, you know, do the same thing to them. I mean, they tried to fucking combo you, and just fucking, it's like, an opening, fucking, maybe just fucking keep them staggered, hopefully. If you have fucking, like, a strength weapon or whatever, enough fucking damage, just fucking keep them in your own combo. Hopefully fucking keep them staggered until you fucking kill them, or just make sure you have enough fucking, an opening to fucking get the fuck out of there afterwards if they're still alive. Otherwise, they'll fuck you up pretty bad if you give them a fucking chance. It's fucking like, it's one of the best looking fucking areas in the game. And it seems to be like a turning point where it doesn't, again, I was going through like fucking, you know, my new game plus or whatever. And it's like fucking like, I'm doing pretty, you know, pretty over leveled for all these fucking areas. Like, whatever, it's fucking, you know, killing bosses, just running through fucking areas. As you get there, it's like fucking like, these guys will be fucking easy too. Just fucking like, this seems to be just like the turning point. I mean, it doesn't really matter what level you are. I mean, fucking, you make fucking a mistake or two, and it's pretty much just like, you're fucked. I mean, it's just fucking like instant death if you fucking fuck up with these fucking guys. And the fucking whole fucking area is a massive fucking area, which is fucking like, again, you see that fucking giant city, and it's like, cool. And it's like fucking like, what am I just gonna go through like a couple of these fucking, you know what I mean? But it's you know, pretty big. I mean, fucking up top there's giant fucking support beams you have to run on. Just fucking, that's a callback to fucking Dark Souls 1. If you remember that, and fucking, he's run on these fucking support beams of a fucking church, and these, archers are fucking shooting these giant arrows at you. If you get hit once, you pretty much just fucking fall and die. Yeah, I mean, you go that route, fucking up top, and it's just fucking going in an elevator. It's just fucking another Dark Souls 1 fucking area. It's fucking Anne Orlando. But I mean, up there is fucking, you know, there's a separate area, I guess, but it's not as big as fucking the Dark Souls 1. That's where I'm at in fucking Dark Souls 1 now. And if you understand why I'm fucking just like defeated and just fucking like, ah. If you catch my drift of where what I'm looking at, but you go up there is Dark Souls 3, the boss up there is pretty easy. I mean, comparatively, you know, the hardest part is just fucking getting to him up in Anne Orlando, because it's like you got to face fucking before you even get there. It's fucking like, you know, this is fucking, it's kind of, you can go either way. You can go fucking up top, just face that guy, or, I mean, the main boss of fucking, the Boreal Valleys is fucking a piece of shit called fucking Pontiff Sullivan, and it's fucking like, I won't give too much away. I'm just fucking, that dude's fucking brutal. I mean, again, fucking talking about like, this fucking, this is the fucking turning point of fucking, if you get a fucking, you know, survive or not, pretty much, is fucking just, you know, get through that, and it's fucking like, oh, I wonder who the boss is, fucking, you know, make a run to him, yeah, just brutal. I mean, there's no real fucking tricks to him, no nothing, just, you know, kill him, that's it, just fucking slash away, fucking pray he's not gonna fuck your ass into the fucking ground, because he will, and it's fucking tough. So there's that. I mean, again, up top is fucking Anne Orlando, and then fucking, but you can fucking, again, it's a couple ways you can go. It's you can go down in the lower part of the fucking Boreal Valley, and there's some waterways and shit. You keep going down, there's a fucking legit fucking, like, old school fucking dungeon down there, like, with fucking, like, cells and shit, and just fucking tight corridors, and it's confusing as fuck to try to get around in there. Super narrow, fucking twisting and shit, just fucking, you know, bridges you can cross, and fucking, you know, spots you can drop down and shit, stairs to get down, and just fucking, like, it's, you know, dead ends and shit, really fucking confusing. Multiple levels, you know, fucking, you know, the best part, fucking there, and fucking sarcastically the best part, is fucking, there's some, want to call them witches down there. It's probably like fucking the worst, like really the worst fucking enemy in the fucking game. I mean, they're just bad to fucking fight. They're horrible. I mean, they're fucking, you know, if you remember me talking about a branding iron I had, I was fucking trying to use for like PvP or whatever that makes it so you can't fucking, use Estus. This is where I got it from these fucking pieces of shit. They have those for fucking weapons. Yeah, I mean, they'll fucking float at you, and they'll fucking, you know, hit you with the fucking iron, and when you're down, they'll fucking, stomp you with the fucking thing. They'll just fucking take it and fucking burn you fucking back and shit. It's fucking rough. Yeah, I mean, and that's just the fucking, the easy bit of it. It's just fucking, you know, it's not like the melee getting up on them and shit. It's just fucking, if they see you, and, they'll fucking let off like this mist or whatever, and fucking yeah, if you get in that, if you're fucking near them, it's just like an area of effect thing, and it'll drain your fucking max hit points like fucking like quick. No, it's fucking like, I mean, just permanently, like fucking you can't heal your way out of shit. Just fucking you see your life bar just fucking go down to fucking, it can go down to like fucking 1 HP pretty much. It doesn't fucking come back for a while either. You're just fucking like, oh shit, like fucking this isn't good, and fucking you just have to fucking get out of there and just fucking wait, and you know what I mean? I was like, oh, do I want to go and fucking try to kill this thing so I can just fucking move past it or what? But it's fucking like one hit from fucking anything and I'm fucking dead. It's fucking it's pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, it's the only way to fucking avoid that shit is just fucking run up and kill him fucking ASAP, or just run the fuck away and just fucking, you know. Yeah, of course they fucking, the way that the fucking levels are set up is like fucking like, oh, I ran into this, you run into one of them, it's fucking, oh, they're draining my fucking HP or whatever, oh, I'm just gonna fucking run away and roll out or whatever. And of course, you know, fucking Dark Souls is fucking like, traps, like fucking, I ran into one and now I'm fucking trapped, you know, fucking all these enemies are fucking behind me and shit, coming out of the fucking cells or whatever. Again, fucking, well, sitting there long enough, you fucking like one hit point or whatever. It's tough. It's fucking like those things are bad. Yeah, it's fucking yeah. So it's just fucking again. It's fucking like, oh, I get fucking my bar drained, and now it's fucking like, oh, you let it come back. It's not like it fucking comes back. Your health bar comes back. It's not like full, you know. It's just like a fucking empty health bar at that point. It's like, oh, now I gotta fucking heal too, to fucking heal what I, you know, heal what I have left or whatever. Yeah, and it's fucking, and down there, the fucking, I think there might only be fucking one bonfire at the beginning, and it's one of those deals where it's like, well, you keep going, it's fucking like, maybe, you know, unlock a shortcut to get back to that bonfire. I really don't think there's another one fucking down there. Might be, I don't know, maybe one, like, fucking towards the end, I don't know, yeah, it's tough. I mean, the whole place is a fucking nightmare. It's one of those fucking things. It's like, you know, you go from fucking, like, the valley, like, the Boreal Valley, or, like, fucking most of the areas where it's like, fucking, oh, I want to fucking explore, like, every nook and cranny, see what the fuck I can, see what I can find down there, and fucking, that's just the dungeon, I think it's called the Ithril Dungeon or whatever. You get there, it's like fucking like, you know, like a blight town or something. Just like, I just want to get the fuck out of here, like, as soon as possible. I mean, not that it's a bad, I mean, that's just, it's supposed to do. I'm not saying it's like, badly designed or whatever. It's just fucking like, dude, I want to, you know, get the fuck out of here. This is fucking pretty, pretty rough. Yeah. Once you do get out of there though, it's fucking, gets interesting got interesting for me, like, fucking 70 hours in on my second playthrough, anyway. Around there's, you know, there's fucking one area. It's a secret area. I hadn't figured out. I mean, fucking, I'll keep it vague. It's just fucking, you know, as soon as you get out, you're like, fucking, you're out of the fucking dungeon, like, itself or whatever, and it's fucking, like, if you find a spot, it's like, this looks strange, like, something's probably up here, you know what I mean? Fucking, you might not have what you need. I mean, I didn't when I fucking first found it. You might be like, something's gonna happen here. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, this seems like fucking suspicious. And, yeah, maybe just leave it. You know what I mean? Just fucking leave it and just think about it and just fucking just go on. You'll fucking get what you need later on and then come back to it. I won't fucking spoil it completely, but it's fucking a really fucking cool area. If you want to know more, I mean, yeah, it's this thing called the internet. Maybe, if you want more information, maybe check that out. So, but on my second playthrough, I did fucking go into this fucking secret area. It's not just a little fucking like, whatever, here's like fucking whatever, you know. I know the other one was fucking the dark version of like Firelink Shrine or whatever, which is pretty much like the area itself. I mean, it looks cool. It's just fucking like, here's the starting area, only now fucking the sky is like completely black and, you know, you can only see like fucking whatever 20 feet in front of you, like that's the whole thing. Still cool. I mean, again, it's like, a secret area, there's a fucking boss down there and shit and other things to do, but the area you get from the end of the Ithril Valley, when you get there, it's just fucking like, no, this is like a legitimate fucking new giant fucking area. His own fucking, you know, his own enemies, his own fucking bosses and shit, and just fucking, just crazy. It's just like, wow, it's fucking, it's just crazy. They fucking keep something this big and fucking substantial just like hidden away like that, and fucking, yeah, I mean, it's fucking meant to be like endgame shit. I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's no fucking joke over there. You know, the first boss is a fucking giant fucking dragon, and, you know, has a gimmick to beating it, and, you know, but the thing is, the gimmick is basically fucking, like, just run the fuck away, but, like, fucking, like, then there's all these other fucking enemies, like, fucking these tough fucking enemies trying to fucking fuck you up in this huge fucking gauntlet, you know, So that, I mean, that's like the trick is just fucking like, run through these or fight. I mean, these fucking brutal fucking enemies on this giant path and just, you know, as you're doing that, try to stay safe from the fucking, the dragon that's fucking breathing fucking fire at you and shit. And it's just like, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's just the fucking, just the start of the level. Then it just keeps going after that, you know? It's just cool. I mean, it almost feels like fucking like, you know, again, I played through it once. And it's just fucking like, he is like, almost felt like, fucking a deal. You know, I didn't find it the first time through, but you can still go through and beat it. It's almost like fucking like, he has some fucking, you know, it would be like DLC, but it's just fucking like, he has some fucking free shit. You know what I mean? He has fucking free extra shit that you didn't find the first time through. It's fucking cool. But let's fucking go through. I mean, it's fucking, you know, again, a pretty big area, some shit you gotta go through, but, yeah, the big boy there, the fucking end boss, talk about the nameless king, which is fucking like the end boss. I mean, it's not a spoiler because he's nameless, so, again, I'm not being a dick about fucking spoilers. It's just fucking like, hey, I played this, I'm gonna fucking talk about it, so whatever. the nameless king. So, you know, I heard about it, you know, I fucking heard he was the fucking, the hardest boss in the series in the fucking Souls games. And again, completely missed the fucking entire area, so it's fucking like, you know, I don't know how much easier the fucking, or harder he is on the fucking New Game Plus. I mean, you know, they give fucking enemies more health, but I mean, how it fucking scales to like whatever level you are, I don't know. But fucking facing him on New Game fucking Plus, and, you know, normally I'd say something like, you know, it took me like however many tries it took me, like, you know, roughly, I'd say like, whatever, the fucking last boss or whatever the fucking game took me, like, whatever, if I had to guess, like 10 tries maybe, you know, to beat. Then fucking, you know, this guy fucking, I started measuring in fucking like hours, you know what I mean? I was fucking like streaming the game. It's just fucking like, yeah, I mean, hours. It was taking me hours of just fucking 4, maybe 5 fucking hours. The entire game was just fucking spawn at a bonfire, fucking run 20 feet to a fucking fog door, get in the fucking, you know, go inside and just fucking, yeah, get fucking wrecked for like fucking like 4 hours, or maybe even 5. I mean, just fucking, this is one fucking boss. Yeah, there's no real fucking trick to it. It's just fucking taking down his first form as quick as possible. I mean, yeah, whatever. Then fucking getting close and just fucking hope and pray he can take down his fucking second form, you know? It's all about recognizing attack patterns and, knowing when and what way to dodge and just fucking, you know what I mean? It's all like split fucking second timing. I mean, this is, you know, like a split second away between like, I rolled out of the way, or I just got fucked, and just fucking, you know, obviously he fucking hits like extremely fucking hard. Just has to be, you know, just fucking, again, just is like, this is my life now. Like, this is my life for like 4 or 5 fucking hours, you know? That's my pro tip. Just think of it like, as what I was doing. I fucking run up into a fucking game that's like so hard, you're fucking banging your head against the fucking wall. It's just like, all right, well, let's just pretend like this is the game at this point. Like, this is like, you know what I mean? Pretend I fucking, you know, I've just booted up a fucking game and this is it. Like, fucking, this little section is the fucking game, you know? And yeah, fucking, yeah, 4 or 5 hours is fucking, yep. Get, you know, get a good sword out of it anyway. I'm gonna fucking, they actually fucking ended up, as soon as I get it, I'm like, I'll just fucking boost it up and fucking whatever and just see what it's got, and just fucking like, yeah, just use it. I fucking swapped it out with my fucking butcher knife. I'm like, if I killed that motherfucker, I'm gonna fucking have something to show for it, you know? It's fucking, it's tough. Other than that, I mean, fucking, PvP. I'll talk about PvP and fucking Dark Souls, yeah, I'm just fucking just not having a lot of luck with it. I mean, I know those fucking douchebags out there, they make fucking, they just fucking like, I'm gonna make like a fucking PvP build, and fucking, I know they do that, because fucking one guy's just like standing there like, oh, what's he doing? Fucking run up and fucking take a swipe at him. He fucking, you know, blocks it or whatever, and then he fucking just kicks me and then fucking hits me with this giant axe, and I'm dead in like one fucking hit, and fucking like that's it. It's like, oh, that's cool, I guess. I mean, fucking, yeah. I mean, I don't think I've actually won a fucking PvP match. I mean, even I've had a couple that are like, oh, this is like even, you know what I mean? This guy's probably just like whatever, fucking just as a normal character, not like some fucking overpowered like PvP does like a million damage to fucking like player character type shit or like whatever. It's like, ah, some guy just fucking walked in, fucking whatever, invaded or whatever. It's fucking like, all right, we'll love a fight, you know what I mean? A real fight, and it's fucking like empty room, like whatever. We're fucking, you know, fighting, we're fucking rolling and shit, fucking going in, fucking bashing, backing out, fucking healing and shit. It's just like fucking that goes on for like, you know what I mean, like fucking whatever, like 10 minutes, and just fucking like, I don't know, this isn't fucking like fun, you know what I mean? Like all like this fucking, I just like this entire like, I don't know, the whole fucking like move set in the game and shit, and like what you're doing to fucking like dodging, like it's only really cool, I think. It only, I don't know, it might just be me. It's just like, I think it only works like against like fucking like, you know, like NPCs or whatever, like, you know what I mean, like fucking bosses, like enemies and shit. Just fucking like, that's when it's fun, where it's like fucking like, ah, you know what I mean, fucking either a bunch of dudes, you know, fucking overwhelming odds, or fucking like a giant boss, and it's fucking like, ah, I'm learning this shit, I'm fucking rolling at the right time, and blah blah blah. When you get fucking two people just fucking locked onto each other, just doing the same shit, ah, roll in, roll out, fucking blah blah blah, heal, block, fucking blah blah blah, try to get behind, just fucking like, ah, just fucking dragged on for so long, just doing the same shit. Just fucking, you know, eventually just get bored. I'm like, fuck it, dude, just fucking kill me. Like, I don't really care. I just want to get back to playing the fucking game, you know? Again, it's a cool feature. Again, just fucking having that. I don't know. I guess some people like it, but, yeah, it's just RPGs and fucking PvP just don't mix well at all, you know? You can't have, like, both, you know? You can't have a fucking RPG where it's like fucking like, oh, I get all this fucking, you know, I don't know, all this fucking customization and just fucking ways to level my guy up and all this different gear that has different stats and blah, 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 and fucking, oh, it might be good for this one spot and fucking this resistance and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, if you're gonna have like a good fucking meaty fucking RPG and then try to translate that into fucking having two people like face off, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, ah, it's just, something's like gonna be fucking off one way or another. Just fucking, just doesn't mix well. You know, again, if I was gonna fucking, like, if I'm gonna play a fucking competitive game, I'll play a fucking good one, you know what I mean? I'll play fucking, like, Halo or fucking Siege or something, and I don't know. You know, I joined this fucking covenant that fucking, it'll summon me to other people's worlds if they get invaded, you know, and they're in a fucking certain other covenant, so it's like, one of those things, like, I fucking just hate, like, going through and just getting invaded. I mean, it's part of the game. I like the fucking, that part of it, I guess, but it's fucking, like, it does suck when it's fucking, especially, like, your first time through an area, it's fucking, like, oh, I got invaded, oh, great. Now I gotta fucking deal with this shit, but, so, you know, I joined this fucking covenant, so it's like, if that happens, it's fucking somebody else, it'll fucking throw me into their game. I can fucking help them out or whatever. It only worked once. I showed up, and it just seemed like there were fucking five people just hammering away at each other, just fucking like, what the fuck is going on? I just took like two steps and just fucking just messaged, oh, the invader's dead. Whatever. I mean, I don't know. So I kind of fucked up. I was saying before, is if I get some fucking like tree seed or something, like, fuck, yeah, saying before, like, God, it just sucks the guy who invades can just fucking run right through like NPC enemies and they don't touch him or whatever. Like, that sucks. And then I get some fucking item called the tree seed. I think, I want to say it's in that fucking dark firelink shrine. The regular firelink shrine, there's a fucking giant tree there. And it says something like fucking, oh, this giant tree has yet to fall, or the giant tree seed has yet to fall. I think if you get in that fucking, the dark, version of that, you go up to that same tree and you get this seed. What it does, it makes fucking, you use it, I guess, it makes fucking NPCs hostile to fucking the invaders, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, it's saying before, that one case, the guy was fucking running through and just fucking, like, going through, like, enemies, so it's like, forced me to fucking face like all the computer before I could even get to him. You know what I mean? I get fucked up. If I had that, I could just fucking pop that, and like he would have had to deal with the same shit, and fucking hopefully have been fucking further on. You know what I mean? But whatever. I mean, just fucking no. PvP and RPG is just not great in general. Again, cool little aspect of the game. It's just fucking like these people would like fucking like, oh, I focus. All I do is PvP and blah blah blah. It's like, I think you're a fucking idiot. That's just me. I don't know. Other than that, I mean, just fucking just kept going through my fucking second playthrough. I actually finished it at this point. Yeah, I don't know if I started a fucking third playthrough, and I fucking, ended up with a, you know, just fucking around with all the shit, just fucking around with the weapons. I had fucking, fist-based weapons. Yeah, I'm going around fucking punching people. I got one that's a fucking claw like Vega, and then I got one that's on the left, on my left hand, and I got a fucking flaming boss weapon on my fucking right hand. I just fucking, you can just sit there and parry with the fucking left hand or slash at people and then fucking bash them with the fucking right and set them on fire. Pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, just again, if I just keep playing these fucking games and 40-hour fucking RPGs, just might, you know, just might be a little more in-depth fucking dive, like, whatever. My plan was, like, oh, I was gonna go through the second time, and when I'm done, I'll fucking write a review, and, yeah, that still hasn't happened yet, but, you know, if it's a little heads up, a little spoiler for the review, the real spoiler, fucking Dark Souls 3, pretty good game. Yeah, and, also, according to fucking Miyazaki, the fucking creator, I guess it's the Last Souls, and he's fucking working on something else. So, yeah, I mean, you know, just play the fucking Souls game, because God knows I am. Alright, I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back. I'm gonna send you an invitation to see The Invitation, which is a movie. Actually, you know, if anybody says that to you, decline it. I probably should save that for last, but whatever. So I saw this movie called The Invitation. What was it? I fucking heard from a few places. It's fucking, this movie's great. You know, I listen to a lot of, like, fucking, or read a lot of, like, fucking shit about, like, you know, whatever, horror movies. Try to keep up on what the new horror movies, what's going on in that world. But it's fucking, you know, I heard fucking people say, like, I heard somebody say fucking, like, it's the fucking, you know, best horror film in fucking years. I mean, the best fucking horror movie since the fucking The Conjuring, which I really like The fucking Conjuring, by the way. It's fucking one of my favorites in fucking recent years. Also heard, like, The Invitation. It's fucking, it's a real horror movie, too. Like, fucking, like, you know, it's not like the fucking The Babadook or some shit or, like, whatever. I mean, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, The Babadook's fucking, like, whatever. It's more like fucking, like, psychological or whatever. I mean, Babadook is alright. Like, whatever. It wasn't, again, not really a fucking, I wouldn't consider it, like, a real fucking horror movie. It's fucking just, like, a psychological, like, thriller or whatever. I mean, fucking, just, whatever, some little horror movie fucking sprinkled in there. Like, fucking, nah, it's the Invitation. This is the fucking real, like, fucking horror movie, like, blah, blah, blah. So, fucking, I'm like, ah, cool, dude. I'm fucking, like, not really hyped, just fucking, like, I haven't seen, like, you know, a good fucking, I don't know, again, besides The Conjuring, I can't think of a fucking good fucking modern fucking horror movie. So I was like, ah, cool, I'll fucking check it out, like, whatever, fucking got it on demand or whatever. Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, it's not a good movie. The movie fucking sucks. Pretty bad. The premise is, this guy gets invited to his ex-wife's house for a party with their old buddies, their old friends are all gonna get together. Him and his ex-wife, I guess their son died, and I mean, that's kind of why they split up. I mean, the fucking, whatever, fucking, you know, he's they're both fucking depressed. His wife tried to fucking kill herself or whatever, or just fucking, like, whatever. You know, as he goes to the house, fucking, whole time he's having fucking flashbacks of his fucking, you know, his son, his fucking dead son and shit. You know, he's just trying to deal with the fact he hasn't been back into the house since they fucking split or whatever. He's trying to deal with that shit. You know, then his ex-wife's fucking acting weird. She's got a new boyfriend or fucking husband, and fucking, I guess, you know, they all know each other or whatever, and fucking, you know, they're both being just overly polite to everybody at the party, and they're just fucking have these two new friends there fucking showing up, and they tell them, like, no, we met these two in fucking, like, Mexico or whatever, some fucking, like, ugly fucking skinny bro who's fucking hitting on everybody, and fucking this fucking big dude is just fucking, like, whatever, just fucking hanging around or whatever. It's the whole group's, they're all fucking, there's those four, they're all fucking, like, strange. They're fucking locking the doors and fucking, you know, trying to keep everybody inside and just fucking, you know, get called out on it, and just fucking, like, I'll leave it unlocked, I'll leave it locked, leave the key in here. They're just fucking making excuses and shit, and just, they bring up this fucking video, like a laptop, and they just fucking show the party this video of, a cult leader, because I guess the four of them are fucking, and when they were in Mexico, they were just fucking, like, in a cult, you know. So, and most of the movie is them just fucking, you know, they're being strange and fucking, you know, the people, you know, the rest of the party just fucking being suspicious and, you know, saying that, you guys aren't going to convert us, and just fucking kind of being, like, you know, joking about it, you know, half joking, half, you know, suspicious, whatever. And the main character, the fucking ex-husband's losing his shit, and everyone else is fucking just like, you're taking it too far, you're overreacting or whatever. So if that's most of the movie, if that sounds kind of boring, yeah, I mean, fucking, I heard it was a fucking slow burn, you know, so I was prepared for that. I'm like, whatever, it's gonna be, like, whatever, suspense or whatever. And, you know, the first two thirds or so is just fucking, it's gonna be a setup and fucking, you know, suspense or whatever. I mean, yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, whatever, I was taking it, just fucking, okay, let's just see where this goes. Like, whatever, it was not fucking horrible, I guess. I mean, fuck, as long as there's a payoff of I'm fucking down, there's fucking setting something up, there's gonna be, like, callbacks and shit. Like, fuck, I'm just trying to pay attention, just fucking, whatever. I mean, fucking, then, you know, when the shit hits the fan, I mean, the fucking ex-wife tries fucking poisoning everybody with fucking spiked wine. So she's trying to do, like, a fucking, like, Jim Jones or whatever type thing, where she's just fucking, you know, everybody, the fucking cult and all her friends are just gonna fucking drink this wine and fucking die or whatever. I'm like, well, this should be cool at this point, but, Just fucking the way they set everything up is fucking, I don't give a shit about, like, any of these people, like, fucking, like, the cult fucking people or the fucking group of friends, like, I really don't care about any of them. They're just all fucking early 30s, fucking rich, snobby, fucking Hollywood fucking douchebags, and just fucking, just like, dude, if they all fucking die, I mean, I'm fucking totally fine with it. Like, all of them, like, they can all just fucking eat fucking shit, I don't fucking care. But it gets fucking, you know, it starts getting violent. The big dude fucking, you know, after the, that doesn't work, you know what I mean? They try, like, fucking playing it off, like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, start flipping out after the guy fucking, like, oh, don't drink the fucking wine, like, whatever, or just fucking, you know, then the big dude, the cult guy fucking just starts pulls out a gun, just starts fucking shooting people, you know, just starts killing people because the fucking, you know, the poisoning didn't work, and, the skinny girls running around fucking trying to stab people. It's just fucking bad and just, like, dumb, and I don't know, it's not fucking, doesn't make a lot of sense, and it's just fucking, like, cheap, you know, the guy has a fucking gun, he could have just fucking blown everybody's fucking brains out and been fucking done with it, but just fucking go, like, the last two-thirds is fucking, like, trying to be, like, the fucking main dude and his fucking new girlfriend, like, sneaking around the house or whatever, watching fucking, whatever, people getting stabbed and shot or whatever. It's just fucking just cheap fucking blood and gore, and there's fucking, you know, not much of it, and just fucking, you know, just dumb, dumb action in fucking general. I mean, yeah, it's the fucking, the ex-husband and his fucking, his girl are fucking sneaking around the house trying to escape. It's just fucking, you know, it's just fucking like, oh, this door is locked, whatever. They fucking, like, try to set up, like, oh, there's bars on these windows or whatever. It's just fucking like, oh, there's not bars on this window. It's just fucking everything just fucking, like, shatterproof. Like, it's fucking, like, windows everywhere. Like, there's just fucking just a lot of shit just like this. It's just kind of dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, call people a fucking gun. It's the whole fucking deal. This is fucking, like, if it's trying to be, like, somewhat, like, realistic, this should be over in, like, 2 seconds. And then, you know, if it's fucking, they're not trying, if you're gonna try to make, like, a fucking legit fucking horror movie, you should probably have fucking, like, better gore or whatever. It's just like, this is just kind of just a waste. It's not doing anything for me. And again, just fucking the movie's just, like, fucking, it's just a waste of fucking time. It's just such a fucking nothing movie. And just fucking, you know, the big fucking, like, shock, the reveal at the end is fucking, like, yeah, before the guy, you know, before they fucking poison everybody, the fucking, ex-wife's fucking boyfriend or whatever goes outside and, like, lights this fucking, like, red lantern and fucking hangs it up. And then they try fucking poisoning people. Then at the end, the fucking guy goes out and, like, looks and fucking, like, you know, there's a red lantern and it's supposed to be, like, oh, like, that was a signal that fucking, like, oh, they're gonna fucking, you know what I mean, do it and fucking kill everybody in the house or whatever. And then fucking the big, like, shock is fucking, like, oh, he looks up, fucking goes outside, sees the lantern, and he fucking looks up in the fucking hills and there's fucking, a bunch of houses, like, fucking all around the fucking Hollywood Hills or whatever, all fucking, like, these red lanterns fucking lit up. So they're supposed to be, like, oh, everybody else in this fucking neighborhood or whatever, and this fucking, all these people were doing the same thing. You know, inviting friends over and fucking poisoning them and fucking killing them or whatever. It's just like, yeah, whatever, who cares? It's just a fucking bunch of rich fucking Hollywood Hills fucking faggots. You know, big fucking deal. Fucking, who gives a fuck? It's just fucking boring movie, boring fucking waste of time. That was the invitation. Declined that invitation, am I right? It's fucking pretty bad. So, back to video games. Some news, some hot breaking news, Nintendo news. Yeah, I haven't talked about fucking Nintendo in a long time, and, yeah, apparently I won't be talking about them again for a while, because, Zelda, if it was supposed to come out on Wii U, it got delayed. It was supposed to come out sometime this year. I mean, everyone's guessing, like, fucking whatever, this holiday, like, November or whatever. Now it's not coming out until fucking 2017, I think fucking March or whatever, when the fucking, it's gonna be on NX too, their new fucking system. Great, yeah, cool. So it's fucking the last thing, I'm like, I bought a Wii U cause fucking, or whatever, I mean, I bought a Wii U cause it was fucking like a new system, nobody knew what the fuck was coming out for it, but it's like fucking, you know, past like a year or two, just fucking, oh cool, at least I love like Star Fox and fucking Zelda and shit, that's pretty cool. Yeah, apparently Star Fox sucks. I never even fucking bothered fucking buying it or trying it or whatever. It just fucking just got like bad reviews, and the fucking the reviews for it were just fucking like, if it was like, ah, sorry, it's just fucking like a regular fucking Star Fox game, just on rails, like fucking flying around, I would have been fine with that. But the fucking, when the complaints are like, ah, the motion controls of the fucking gamepad suck and you can't turn it off, like, this was one of those, like, ah, yeah, if it's, that's the problem, like, I'm not gonna deal with that. Like, you know what I mean? I would have played a bad fucking Star Fox 64 fucking update or whatever, I would have been fine with that. But it's fucking, like, if I have to deal with fucking motion controls and they're bad, like, no, I'm just gonna skip it. So I never bothered. And again, it's fucking a Nintendo game, so it's like $60. It's not like you can fucking, like, you know, get them cheap anywhere. It's not like a fucking PC game. Like, I could find a code probably for like fucking $20-$30 and check it out. It's like, no, I'm not paying $60, I was gonna say. Anyway, fucking Zelda get delayed. Yeah, I mean, fucking, not, there's not a hell of a lot going on with the fucking Wii U. It's pretty much dead at this point, I guess. I mean, the last hopes are fucking against Star Fox and Zelda for the system not to be a complete piece of shit. I've already explained, skip Star Fox. Yeah, and then fucking Zelda's delayed coming to the fucking, their new system, the NX, and it's fucking, yeah, not good. Not good for Zelda, and fucking, you know what I mean? No problem fucking skipping their next fucking console, too. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like the last two. I mean, fuck, what, GameCube was just kind of, like fucking, they had a couple things on it, but fucking not much. And then fucking the Wii was just a fucking piece of shit. I never had the fucking Wii, but I fucking just, and Wii U, I'm like, oh, I'll jump on this and fucking whatever. And yeah, it's the last few systems just fucking, just no fucking support, you know? Like, they can't fucking put shit out for it. Yeah, so whatever. Fucking skip that fucking, whatever the fuck the NX is, too. And they put out some fucking first, like, concrete news about the NX, I guess. You know, it's coming out in March, and, just read some fucking article, and fucking, I guess they were telling their, whatever, investors or shareholders or some shit, like, fucking, they're not gonna take a fucking loss on the console, meaning, they're gonna sell it for less than it cost, they're gonna sell it for more than it cost them to make, which is one of those things. It's like, fucking, well, that's good for fucking Nintendo and their fucking shareholders, but that's fucking sucks. Like, you know what I mean? The whole point of a console is, like, fucking, people don't get, like, the basics anymore. Like, the whole point of fucking putting out a console is, like, fucking, you put out a fucking machine that's fucking supposed to be like, you sell it and you fucking lose money when you sell it, but fucking eventually the fucking, over the years, the fucking parts get cheaper or whatever, and you end up fucking, you know, making money off of it because you fucking getting more of them, and you know what I mean? Buying them in fucking bulk and selling more fucking consoles. But the whole point is fucking, you're supposed to, consoles are supposed to be sold at a fucking loss, you know what I mean? You fucking make up the money of the fucking software and like whatever. But, I mean, it's just not good to put, you gotta put out fucking weak hardware, whatever the fuck it costs, it's gonna be fucking less than it's fucking worth, you know what I mean? Or more than it's worth what you're paying for it, so it's just fucking, like, that's not good, like, right off the bat. I don't know, we'll see fucking what happens, but I'm pretty safe saying I'm fucking just skipping it fucking completely. but, so skip back to movies. Another movie I fucking saw, The Revenant. Really fucking good. It's like a, you know, 2.5 hours fucking long. It's just one of those things that's fucking, is totally fucking engrossed the entire movie. It just fucking goes by in a fucking flash. It ended up being really good. Basically, it's a fucking, you know, wilderness survival movie, which, can be fucking super boring, you know? It's fucking, it can go either way with a lot of them. But, The Revenant is just fucking, it's just like nonstop shit's fucking happening, nonstop, like, shit's going wrong, you know? You know, I kept hearing about the fucking, the bear scene in fucking quotes, like, oh, the bear scene, whenever people talk about it, like, oh, I'm not gonna say anything, but, oh, the bear scene. You know, people saying, like, fucking, oh, it's so brutal, it's so fucking bloody. And if it, you know, it happens fairly early in the fucking, happens fairly early in the fucking movie, and at first I'm kind of like, I mean, that's it, that was the big fucking scene, that was the big build-up, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, dude, get attacked by a bear, like, you know, pretty rough, I guess, and then fucking short or whatever, not that remarkable. Then it just keeps fucking going on. You know what I mean? The fucking giant bear just fucking taking fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, fucking him up, and just fucking pretty awesome. I mean, fucking, you know, looks fucking great, and the fucking special effects are fucking real good, and, you know, fucking it looks pretty realistic. It's cool. And then the fucking the bear scene happens, and after that I'm fucking thinking like, oh great, so that was the, you know, the big scene everybody was talking about, like a fucking half hour in the fucking movie, and what, it's just gonna fucking go on, and it's gonna drag on for like two more hours or what, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's fucking, it's just consistently fucking tense. I mean, you know, it's a good arc of him fucking recovering from the fucking bear attack, and he's, you know, they fucking leave him in the fucking woods, and he's just fucking trying to get back to his, you know, trying to get, some guy fucking kills his fucking kid. Is this fucking, the movie's just him trying to fucking, you know, survive and fucking get stronger and just fucking get back to fucking his fucking people, whatever, and kill the guy who killed his son. I mean, that's the whole fucking premise. Just something about that fucking, the setting, you know what I mean? The fucking, the frontier, fucking the wilderness, like whatever the fuck, whatever it takes place, like 1800s or some shit, 1700s, I don't know. Just the fucking, I don't know if it's like somewhere in North US or fucking Canada, I'm not even sure, but, just something about it is fucking like fascinating to fucking, to look at, for me anyway. I mean, fucking, there's still like Indians and shit running around, fucking, you know, waging war and shit on people and fucking, you know, as trappers fucking, you know, trapping animals for their fucking, their pelts or whatever, and fucking, coming from all over, fucking, you know, like French people fucking just trying to get money, and fucking army forts everywhere, and just fucking, and then this is just fucking just massive fucking expanses of like just wilderness, just fucking like nothing, you know what I mean? It's fucking just cool. It's just fucking incredible to fucking look at that shit, I think, anyway. So, I mean, the whole survival aspects of the fucking movie, I loved, and they have some, other than that, they try building the bigger story, and just fucking, like, they have, like, these weird fucking flashbacks of, the dude fucking Leonardo DiCaprio's fucking Indian wife getting, like, killed, or, like, her village getting burned down and shit. It's like, yeah, that's kind of cheesy, but I mean, like, yeah, whatever. I mean, fucking, Just overall, fucking, it's really good, fucking, really good fucking movie. I mean, it's no fucking Mad Max Fury Road, but I mean, what is? You can't beat that, as far as fucking new movies go, I guess. Yeah, let's talk about some Call of Duty. Yeah, Call of Duty is going to space this time. Infinite Warfare, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Coming out this November, one of those deals. I mean, I've been fucking burnt out of fucking Call of Duty since like fucking Modern Warfare 2. I really haven't given a shit, except maybe like fucking, but as fucking I see this shit, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, fucking, I played, Advanced Warfare, and it's fucking, I like that quite a bit. I mean, it's fucking, this, the new one, Infinite Warfare, looks even like crazier and fucking super dumb, and just fucking like, yeah, it looks kind of cool. I mean, fucking, I mean, you get, space battles going on. There's some fucking Covenant and fucking Covenant looking ships and Pelicans from fucking Halo. Looks fucking pretty much like a complete ripoff of that. You get fucking robots and fucking mechs and shit, and it's fucking like, oh, I saw the fucking trailers. It's like, I don't know, whatever, sure. Fucking, I like those things. The fucking, that's a list of things that I like. I like fucking robots and fucking mechs and fucking, you know, shooting people and shit. Fuck it. Yeah, why not? There's also like a fucking, it's coming out with a remastered version of fucking Modern Warfare 1, which is fucking, you know, the best fucking Call of Duty, you know? You know, it's just fucking like, yeah, I'm not a fan of fucking remasters, but fucking, you know, I like it. You know, I'll fucking, it was one of those deals, like fucking, that comes with the fucking game. It's fucking, you know, if I get this new fucking stupid fucking space game and fucking Modern Warfare 1, I'll check it out if I can get it fucking cheap on like PC or whatever. I mean, yeah, fuck it, why not? Call of Duty, fucking looking forward to Call of Duty. I haven't fucking said that in a long time. No, I also played an alpha of, on PS4 of this game called Nioh, Nioh. don't know if I've ever mentioned that I like fucking Dark Souls before or not, but I do. Nioh is pretty much like a Dark Souls clone. Just set in like 1600s Japan. But other than that, it's fucking literally like the same template, like fucking, you know, you rest at a shrine instead of a bonfire. But it's the same deal. I mean, you kill fucking enemies to collect souls or whatever the fuck they call it. It's the same thing. And, you know, if you die, you fucking respawn at the bonfire or shrine or whatever and just fucking, yeah, you can go back, fucking collect your, recollect your fucking souls, level up with it, and it's fucking almost like identical fucking stat system. I mean, you even get like fucking your Estus that fucking refills, and you fucking go back to the shrine. It's just the same thing. Biggest difference is probably that it controls like shit. You just feel fucking super stiff, and if you let your stamina fucking drain, your guy just fucking completely fucking stops, and he's fucking sitting there catching his breath for a few seconds, which is like, it's kind of cool, you gotta watch your stamina, but it's just also kind of a pain in the ass, and it's fucking like, I don't know, it is by fucking Team Ninja. I mean, I fucking like Team Ninja, I love fucking Dead or Alive, I love fucking, you know, old school fucking Ninja Gaiden and fucking Tenchu, and just like the movement and shit reminds me of like Tenchu Z for fucking 360, if anyone fucking remembers that. But it's fucking just how it feels and shit. Just fucking like my guy just feels like fucking stiff and just kind of like, you know what I mean? Something you can fucking get used to if you played for a while. Like I don't know, I played for like an hour and a half. I'm just fucking like, yeah, I don't know. Just overall, I'm just fucking not that impressed, but then I'm fucking thinking, like, I'll probably still buy it, you know what I mean? I'm fucking like, this game isn't great, but I am a fucking, at this very moment, I'm a fucking Souls fucking addict, and I probably need help with that, but just fucking like, dude, I'll fucking, you know what I mean? Probably still check it out, whatever. I played the fucking alpha for like an hour and a half and just whatever, that was that. I beat fucking Dark Souls 3 for the second time. I'm fucking like, I saw everybody started the fucking new game plus and whatever. I was fucking around with the different weapons, just fucking, I was doing those two fucking like fist weapons going through it, and then I was just fucking thinking, like, I probably shouldn't just keep playing this game over and over again. Like, fucking people are probably sick of hearing about fucking Dark Souls 3, so, I stopped that. I'm like, I just gotta get some fucking variety going on here. So, I started playing Dark Souls 1, and I hadn't played it since fucking it was new, like, fucking 5 years ago or whatever, and just fucking, just started it, and it's fucking, it's incredible, it's just how much I fucking remembered about the game from fucking 5 years ago. It's fucking, it's a pretty damn good fucking mental map of the entire game, I think, for the most part. I know this fucking, again, I watched somebody fucking play through it before Dark Souls 3 came out, and just fucking, like, I'd never been to that fucking giant area, how the fuck do you do that? And I'd never fucking played through, like, the DLC and shit, and just fucking, like, there's a lot of shit I haven't fucking seen in this fucking game, and I should probably just go back, it's been enough time, I should probably go back and fucking play it. So, that's what I'm fucking doing. It's fucking, you know, although I did fucking start playing it, I was just thinking in my mind, like, I was gonna fuck around for a little bit and just fucking see how it compares to fucking 3 or whatever, just fucking before I knew it, I was in fucking Blighttown, I'm fucking like that, then I rank fucking 2 bells, and fucking, you know, this in fucking Anne Orlando, I'm just fucking like, alright, I'm in fucking deep, dude, fuck this, let's go. So that was it, so I'm keep doing, and fucking right now, I'm fucking, if I've seemed distracted this entire show, more than usual, because I fucking, I was alluding to it at the beginning, but yeah, I'm fucking, yeah, I'm at those two motherfuckers, the fucking Ornstein and fucking Smo, those fucking sons of bitches, and let me tell you, we're fucking cunts. And another thing too, it's like, well, if I'm going through the second time, I'm just gonna go through like solo, like I'm not gonna fucking call any fucking help, I'm just gonna fucking go through, not even NPCs, and not fucking anything, just fucking try to do everything fucking solo. And man, fucking Ornstein and fucking Smo, what a fucking couple of fucking pieces of shit. I'll tell you that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, yeah, just fucking, yeah. Again, as I started playing fucking Dark Souls 1, I'm like, dude, compared to fucking 3, this is fucking, like, super easy, I thought. I mean, fucking, like, you know, I get up to like fucking like the gargoyles and shit. Like the first like real boss is like no problem. It's like, yeah, you know, they gave me a hard time for a little bit. I mean, fucking, you know, it seems a little bit. The first game, Dark Souls 1, seems a little bit fucking slower and like clunkier or whatever. Then 3 obviously is, it's a fucking, it's an older, whatever, an older game, you know, not as fucking, you know what I mean, just fucking advancement and fucking technology or whatever just makes everything a little bit fucking, like, smoother and fucking whatever, but, so it's still great once you fucking get used to it and fucking how it fucking plays and shit, just the world and fucking 1, just fucking incredible just to fucking run around and fucking explore and shit. Yeah, although fucking now that I'm a fucking seasoned vet, I'm like fucking, it's just nuts how fucking small and easy a lot of the shit seems that would take me like fucking, like to get to fucking Ornstein and Smough was probably like fucking like 50 fucking 60 hours before, like I didn't know what the fuck was going on, you know what I mean? Now I'm 10 or 12, I'm fucking already there. It's just fucking like, oh yeah, once you fucking know, like what's that mystery is gone or where is where and fucking, you know what I mean, what to do and what fucking items do what, it's just fucking just like, it's just crazy, like, how quick you can fucking run through it, and, runs great on fucking, on PC, too. I mean, I think I ended up, I bought it for, like, $5 with all the fucking DLC and all that shit. You just have to use some fan patch called DS Fix, and it just runs fucking great. It's the way to go, I think. Yeah, so I mean, again, where I'm at now, I'm fucking looking forward to fucking hours of fucking running up the giant stairway and fucking trying not to get stabbed in the back and facing those fucking two motherfuckers over and over again. They're fucking, it's ridiculous. It really is. Fucking pretty much like one shot fucking kill you, like fucking no problem with the fucking lightning attacks and just fucking like, yeah, it's pretty rough. So it's extended warning. I mean, there might be a lot of Souls talk in the future. I actually fucking broke down and was fucking like, ugh, what? It just feels like fucking, there's a hole in my fucking soul, because I haven't played fucking Demon Souls, you know, I never had a fucking PS3, I'm just like fucking like, you know, again, I fucking skipped the PS3 completely, and then I got the PS4, and they had all like the remastered shit. Came on a PS4, so it's like, I didn't fucking miss much, and now I'm just fucking like, there's a Souls game I haven't fucking played, the original one too, fucking Demon Souls. So I broke down, I bought a fucking PS3 for fucking $80 on fucking eBay, like a used one. It's whatever, I can buy the fucking digital, like, I just fucking looked, I'm like, fucking Demon Souls, $20 on fucking PSN, I'm like, yeah, whatever, fucking, so it's gonna be a fucking $100 fucking game, but whatever, hopefully it's fucking worth it. Again, I just feel like I have to fucking play it. And then I'm fucking like, what about, I'm just thinking like again down the line, like fucking, oh, after I beat 1 and fucking like, you know, 2 Bloodborne and fucking, I guess it's fucking the old ones like Kingsfield. I mean, I can fucking get those too. Oh, what I'm saying is fucking buckle in for the fucking Dark Souls or either that or fuck off. I don't really care. A little fucking distraction from my fucking, horrible affliction. I played some Aliens versus Pinball, and fucking, it's a new tables for Pinball FX 2, and it's fucking like, you know, I like the Aliens movies, and I like fucking I really like fucking Pinball FX 2. I used to play that a fucking ton. There's just fucking Aliens and fucking Pinball, and fucking, yeah, I was just fucking, yeah, whatever, I'll check it out. So I did. So there's 3 fucking Aliens themed tables in the pack. There's one pinball table is based on the second movie, fucking Aliens, and there's got an Aliens versus Predator table, which, as far as I can tell, isn't fucking really based on the movie or the games or even the comics. It's just fucking like, it's Aliens and fucking Predator, I guess. And there's an Alien Isolation table, which is fucking, you know, based on the survival horror game that came out like a couple years ago. I played all 3 of them for a little bit, and the best one is fucking by far is the fucking the Aliens, the one based on the fucking movie. You know, the goal of that, and there are goals in fucking pinball if you don't know about that. I mean, I didn't fucking know. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, I just fucking hit the ball around and blah blah blah. But it's actually like fucking like, you know, rules and fucking like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you do certain things, you open up fucking like you know, stages of fucking games and shit, and there's certain orders to go through and fucking pinball, you hit the right fucking ramps and blah blah blah. But yeah, I didn't figure that out until fucking dozens and dozens of fucking hours of playing fucking Pinball FX. So anyway, you start a fucking mission. They're all based on fucking scenes from the movie, like fucking whatever. You hit the first one, and the first one's like, oh, you know, we got to find fucking Newt or whatever. So you hitting fucking flashing lanes or ramps or whatever until you get the right one. It'll be a fucking random one. Then it cuts to this fucking mini game. There's one of the armored fucking APCs driving through a tunnel when you're using the flippers to go, you're swerving left and right, trying to avoid fucking debris on the fucking ground. You know, if you fucking take too many hits, the fucking APC fucking dies or whatever, and you lose. But, it's one of those funny things, like, how the fuck would they pull that off? Like an actual fucking pinball table? I have fucking no idea. But it's fucking whatever. It's video fucking pinball, so who gives a shit? It's cool. So, there's other cool shit, like fucking, you get the alien queen, the queen alien fucking up top on the table. And, if you're locking in like a multi-ball, you get the ball lock, she'll fucking snatch it with the fucking tail and like take it and shit, or you can shoot the fucking ball up the fucking Ripley and she fucking takes out a fucking flamethrower and fucking sets it on fire so you get a fucking flaming pinballs everywhere. It's fucking cool. You know, it's a fucking really cool table. Good shit. And, of course, if you lose the game, you get Hudson going, oh, game over, man, game over. So it's fucking, you know what I mean? Of course, that's there. Fuck, it's a really good fucking table. The other two, yeah, I mean, they're all right. I mean, they're both pretty. Aliens versus Predator and fucking Alien Isolation, those tables. They're kind of, like, similar and just fucking, I don't know, it's kind of boring, I think. They're just kind of small, fucking ramp-heavy, just fucking, you know, like, giant ramps, fucking, you know, you gotta do this and that. And fucking, I fucked around for a little bit and just fucking, like, ass, and I'm not too impressed. It's just how small and, like, basic they are. Alien vs. Predator 1's kind of cheesy and, like, cartoony and shit. I was hoping for more, like, again, like, the fucking, I don't know, what, the fucking, the game, I guess, the comics or some shit, I don't know. But, I was just fucking with them. It's just like, I just want to go back to the fucking, that Aliens fucking movie table or whatever. So that's that. I mean, Aliens vs. Pinball, that Aliens table is fucking great. Pretty cool. Other than that, I played some Dirt Rally for a little bit. Just keep fucking plugging on, plugging through, and just fucking still fucking ball bustingly hard, fucking driving game, and it's fucking, that's about it. I mean, fucking, yeah, I mean, I swear I'll fucking write a new fucking review someday. Maybe after I kill fucking Ornstein and Smo, that'll be the next big challenge, just getting the motivation to fucking write something and just not fucking zone out on fucking Dark Souls. But so yeah, maybe a review of Dark Souls 3, or maybe be wary of liar ahead. For all the latest Dark Souls news and reviews, be sure to go to gruntfreepress.com and send me your Estus shards at podcast@gruntfreepress.com and try jumping.
I'm on. so much. I know that things just don't grow if you don't bless them with your patience. And I've been there before. I held up the door for every stranger with a promise. But I'm holding back. That's the strength that I lack. Every morning keeps returning at my window. And it brings me to you. And I won't just pass through. But I'm not asking for a storm. Of you, just sit, little darling.